Howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here. And as we do the numbers now, we're going to call each fellow's name off so we can get right along with the show. We're going to start with Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart over here doing some old-time fiddle music. And we're going to kindly open up with that number called Roanoke again, and we hope you enjoy it.
All trail of sorrow on the ground.
Jeff White here on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass, kicking off this week's show. Great stuff from his brand new CD, Right Beside You. And of course, Blue Trail of Sorrow. And that one featured Charlie Cushman on banjo, Michael Cleveland along with Laura Weber Cash on the fiddles, Jerry Douglas on the dobro, Barry Bales on the bass, Dan Tominski on the mandolin, Jeff White on the guitar and vocals, and Vince Gill helping out on the tenor vocal there. Nice stuff. All right, folks. Well, hey, welcome to the show. I'm Chip Calkard. We have a fun show lined up for you this week here on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. If you want to get in touch, this is a pre-recorded show, but you can get me any old time at bluegrassmountain@aol.com. We also have the website out there, musicforthemountain.com. Come on over, check it out. We have guests in the studio this week. We're going to join them here in just a second. Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters for you right here on Music for the Mountain. Here we go. All right, welcome back to the show here. We've got live music here in the studio this week, as promised. Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters are here, and they're going to play some hard-driving bluegrass music for you. So what you got, guys?
This is a new number that's coming out on our brand-new CD, and it's a song my dad wrote a few years back, and it's called In the Heart of Old Kentucky.
Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters.
Yeah,
Yeah, live here in our studio, picking and singing for you. We got all five of them this time. I'm not sure, is this the usual gang or?
Yes, this is
the current lineup.
The usual gang.
So maybe we could have everyone let us know who's who.
Well, I'm Whitney Campbell. I'm on the bass.
You remember Whitney from last time?
And I'm Frank, and I'm on guitar.
Frank over here.
I'm Jeff Burke on mandolin.
Now, you've been around a while, right? You've been with the group a while?
I'm the longest standing bluegrass drifter, as far as I know.
His feet really hurt.
Yeah.
Been drifting a long time.
I've been drifting a long time.
And I'm Jordan Alleman on banjo.
All right. Well, that last one is written in honor of your father?
My dad wrote it back.
He wrote that one.
Many years ago, and it's just been a family song that my dad would sing to, you know, my brother and I and my mom, and down through the years, I don't think many other people have ever heard it. And since my dad just died a few months back, we were right in the middle of our CD project, so we kind of decided to throw a bunch of his originals on there and dedicate it to him.
That's wonderful. Great. All right. Well, you got another one for us?
Yeah. Chippewa. This is another one my dad wrote, and it's a great instrumental called Chippewa.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters once again here on the show. Chippewa, is that what you said that was?
Yes, sir.
Nice stuff. Yeah, all right. Got some instrumental action for you here.
Yeah, it was He wrote quite a bit.
And he was part, he had some, what, Cherokee heritage?
Yeah, he was an eighth Cherokee, I believe, from his mother's side. So he was inspired somewhere or another to write a cool little Indian song.
Very nice. I like that. So from here, you are heading up to, well, by the time everyone hears this, that'll be passed, but Portland, Maine.
Yeah, we're out on the road. This is our third day of a two-week run. We have gigs pretty much every day for the whole 2 weeks, ranging from Maine, Connecticut, and New Hampshire.
New York.
New Jersey, New York, and a few in Boston.
I wrote down a couple of them here. It looks like you're going to Woodbury, Connecticut on April 15th.
Yes.
And on the 16th, J Street Bar in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, we're excited to get back to New York.
It's going to be a big ball in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And you're also in Brooklyn the following night at some place called Super Fine Brunch.
Yeah, daytime.
So that's a daytime show.
Yeah.
Brunch show. There you go. And Astoria, New York on the 18th and a place called Sweet Afton. From what I got here, yeah. So Portland, Maine. Now, Jeff's never been there, right?
Right.
So my question is: Portland, Maine, the same as sunny Tennessee?
We aim to find out.
We've been learning. We've been hearing that for many years, and we're about to find out here in just a few hours.
Excellent. All right, folks. Well, Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters are here. They're chomping at the bit to play another one for you, so we're gonna let them do that right now. What you got?
This is another one that we're putting on our new album, and it's a Roger Miller number that I learned from a buddy of mine, Terry Eldridge, and I believe he learned it from George Jones. So it's a great little ditty about a rubber-tired car.
It's about the trappings of the world and what women want. And can I really figure out what women want? No.
And there's no telling what a woman wants.
What women really want.
You know, one wants a rubber-tired... that's all they... And one wants a goat and...
rubber tired bug.
Remember
baby bumper.
Anyway.
All right.
Big Harlan Taylor.
I was trying to figure out how that one ends, and there it is.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't end.
Yeah, I thought maybe we were going into a little...
It's a test to see if you can hold out on that unresolved note. Not everyone can pass that test.
All right, Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters for you once again. All right, yeah.
The One I Love Is Gone?
Okay. So here's a Bill Monroe number that that he wrote, and supposedly the story goes that he gave it to Hazel Dickens, and so I think I believe Hazel had the first cut on it. I believe her and Alice Girard.
Yes.
But it's really a Bill Monroe number that most people haven't heard of a whole lot. It's pretty obscure. It's called "The One I Love Is Gone."
A goodie there.
That is a good one.
Bill must have really liked Hazel and Alice.
That's why we were late, Jonathan. It's funny, you know, we just recorded this in the studio, and once you record something, sometimes you just completely let it go out of your brain.
Yeah, one last note.
Well, you're listening to Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters here on the show this week, live in the studio. Yeah, I was saying that Bill must have really liked Hazel and Alice to give that one away, because that one sounds pure Bill. I mean, he gave away a lot of songs,
yeah,
but they weren't always his best stuff, you know, and that one definitely was right up there with the best of his stuff.
Yeah.
guess they're all tuned up. Are we tuned up?
Yeah, we have one more for you. This one's called How High Is That Mountain?
All right.
Is that key, that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters. Yeah, all right. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Jonathan. Anytime.
If you want to check out the website, it's johnnycampbell.net, if I'm correct.
Correct.
And there's a store over there with some really cool swag, if you want to.
Yeah, we're building up quite the merch store with chili cans. I just got a sponsorship from Vietti Chili.
That's right.
Yeah. So we carry chili cans and bobbleheads and t-shirts. So get them while they're hot.
The chili comes cold. You have to heat it up. But yeah, they also got the CDs over there, all that good stuff. So go on over there, check it out, check out their schedule, see when they're going to be in your area and all that kind of good stuff. And if we see any dates on the schedule close to where this show airs, we'll let folks know about it as well. But yeah, thanks for coming by. Thank you, Jonathan. All right.
Well, we got to take a break here, so we're going to do that right now. Thanks again to Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters. We'll be right back after this.